Jazz pianist Dave Vass was earning a respectable living in the 1970s, backing up the likes of Brenda Lee and Bobby McFerrin. Then one day, Vass slipped in a parking lot and broke his wrist. Forced to quit music with a young family to feed, Vass took up law. He eventually joined the Attorney General's office for the state of California. Now retired, Vass has resurrected his jazz career. And as Cap Radio's Gary Vucelli reports, it's really taking off.
Some injuries are career-ending. Others can be career-altering. When jazz pianist Dave Vass suffered a broken wrist, he had to go in a different direction, which turned out to be law. As that career flourished, his thoughts about returning to music faded. Then came this encounter at work.
A videographer videotaping a deposition that I was conducting as an attorney came up to me during a break and said, "Well, you're really not like the other lawyers I know. What's up with you?" And it came out that I'd been a jazz musician. He goes, "Oh, I knew it. So come to this party." And when I was at the party, he asked me to play. There were some local musicians there. And once I started playing again, I couldn't stop. I hadn't really wanted to play, at least consciously, but clearly there was something waiting to be found again.
These days, Vass is finding a lot of inspiration in Latin styles, which he's always had a fondness for.
I'm not really sure what someone with Russian Jewish origins who grew up in the middle class in Cincinnati, Ohio, ever did with that. I can tell you this, though, that a lot of times when I'm playing in that context, I'll have people from Cuba or Venezuela or Mexico come up and start talking rapid fire to me in Spanish, which I don't speak.
Vass has recorded 2 CDs since his return to the music scene. This 2015 release, NYC Sessions, topped the national jazz chart and paired him with the late saxophone legend Phil Woods.
Phil was just great and I think played his heart out. And in fact, this turns out to be the last studio date he did. He had severe emphysema. But at the session, when he comes in with his oxygen tank and the tubes in his nose, the recording engineer, sensing like, oh, this guy doesn't have any breath left, puts the mic right up in front of him, and he almost destroyed the panel. I mean, because he still had so much force and vigor with which he played, and volume.
After 2 decades away from music, Dave Vass has reestablished himself as a major name in jazz. With a successful legal career under his belt, he now has the freedom to pursue artistic directions of his choice. So where's he going next?
I'm thinking it's going to go the Afro-Cuban Latin jazz route. But I love playing the gospel-influenced stuff and, like I say, the tangos. And straight ahead.
Straight ahead indeed, from a man whose career was interrupted by one major detour. For Capital Public Radio News, I'm Gary Vercelli.